Tonight's shir, Simon Yudalid, Sif Gimel, Dalid, and Hey. Sif Gimel, Hashoyel Mechaveru Talish She'inu Mitzuyetzes, Potter Milahata Batzitzis, Koshloshim Yom. If you borrow from a friend a talis and it doesn't have tzitzis strings on it, for 30 days you don't have to put tzitzis strings on it. The requirement is if it's your garment, not someone else's. If it's 30 days have elapsed, the midrabanan you should put tzitzis on it, because it does look like it's his, people think it's his, and that's like a Gemara sign. The Gemara says, if you returned it within 30 days and then borrowed again, we don't add up the two separate loans or borrowings. It's only when it's 30 days straight that a chi of drabanan kicks in after that. And if you borrow the talis with tzitzis strings on it, so the din is you make a bracha right away. Mishtabur sif katan tes. Patu. You borrow a talis from a friend, doesn't have tzitzis strings on it, doesn't need tzitzis strings. V'hamata but tzitzis mevarach lo hifsid. If you did put strings on it and you made a bracha, you don't lose out. K'monoshim sheichos levarach al mitzvah sasei man groma af shepetur. It's no different than women who make brachas on mitzvahs that are zman groma, like sitting in the sukkah or benching lulav. Even though they're potter, they can make a bracha.
They're wearing a talis.
Yeah, you notice it's he puts it over here, and we're not recommending that. And therefore, if he puts it since the strings on the borrowed talis, which doesn't need it, he's allowed to wear it even on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah, because since he's being mekayim the mitzvah, it's considered noy for the beggar. It's not considered a masui. It's not considered a burden. Rather, it beautifies the garment. After 30 days, there's a chiyuv drabanan uvivar chalan. Then absolutely make a bracha. V'soicher dino kishoel. If you rent the garment, it's the same as if you borrowed it. The Sefer Iter, he found rights that he's not sure what's the halacha by renting. The question essentially is, the soicher better than a shoel? The shoel is part of the first 30 days. If the soicher is more mechuyiv than the shoel, so for sure should put on tzitzis. And if the soicher is like a shoel, we already said even a shoel can put on tzitzis to a shloshim. So a meila, the first sheet is saying he can wait 30 days if he's soicher. The second sheet is mesupik, so mestami should put the tzitzis on right away.
Well, I told you, I had a case where it looked to me like the beggar needed tzitzis, the tails that a chassan was renting for his chasana.
Right, a tuxedo.
So, yeah.
Right, same thing. So, if you rent a tuxedo.
So I was told that you don't have to because it's a beggar shuvah.
Soicher dina kasha.
That would be l'chadchila or machzor.
I'd like to eat it. So that will be soicher on the oiler's stomach.
Right.
If he borrowed it with tzitzis, then he makes a bracha. Now some are strict, but some they hold shlolo varech, not to make a bracha on a borrowed talis with the strings, unless it was given as a gift with the intent to have it returned. Most later authorities agree to Shulchan Aruch that it's not necessary. The reason is, because that was the whole intent when I lent them my talis to make a bracha on it. And since you can't make a bracha unless it's his, it's as if you gave it as matan masa hachzer. So it's almost like an automatic. Why else am I giving it to him if not that he can use it and make a bracha on it? So it's an automatic gift. So certainly it'd be better if you outright ask the fellow, "Can I have your talis as a matanas al hachzir?" But it's not ma'akif. This is obviously referring to a case when you're borrowing a talis which is designated for the mitzvah. But if it's a regular garment people wear. But just because it's mostly open, now you have four corners, it has tzitzis. But it wasn't done for the mitzvah of tzitzis. He has mekayim the mitzvah, but it's a regular garment. Or if a person borrows a talis for an aliyah, or he borrows a talis down for the amid, or to duchen as a kohen. That's just a matter of covet. Then you wouldn't make a bracha. Because in such a case, the lender is not giving it as a matana, automatic. The lender has in mind, I'm giving it to you just to put it on for covered, and it's not a kinyan. Some disagree. Even in these cases, the recipient makes a bracha. Therefore, Derech Chaim writes, the Yosef Tov, the best thing is, that when you borrow a talis for an aliyah, to duchen, to down for the amid, you have in mind not to be kaina. Then according to everyone, you don't have to make a bracha. Unless you borrow a talis to daven with. If you borrow a talis for the minyan to daven with, then you have in mind to be kaina, and you make a bracha. This is the rule when it's a private person's talis you come in to borrow. There's a machloikis whether or not we say the one who's lending it is giving it for matana or not. That's essentially the din. Do we say that he just gave it to you for covered and therefore he can't make a bracha? Others say, do make a bracha and therefore the best thing is ever that's not to be kaina unless I'm davening with it. Alba talisa shel kahal. But when you have a shul talis, kein shalonu hamatsuyos bevati kinesis, we have this in the shuls all the time, you have shuls talisim. Tzarech levarach lav l'kul yam, then everyone agrees you make a bracha on it. Afilu kishalov shirach lav l'fnei teva, or la'al seteva, even if you're just wearing it to daven for the amid, or to get an aliyah, mishum the talis shal kahal daita d'hachi kanu mitchila. Because that's why they buy the talis for the tzibur. Shkal mishalov shayishalov, that whoever wears it, it's his. Kol be'esrig, the same way when a shul buys an esrig of dalminim for whoever needs. Look what I wrote in the name of Sharfaim in the Be'er Locha. If you take the Be'er Locha, it starts at the bottom of the page. You turn the page. He brings in the fourth line. Ubesefer Shari Ephraim. Ubesefer Shari Ephraim. Shari says the best thing is when you get an aliyah, borrow from somebody rather than take from the shul. Because if you take the shul talis, now you have a shah to make a bracha or not. If you took the shul talis and you want to make a bracha, have in mind that you're wearing it for the beged for tzitzis. Do a whole latifa, though you would in the morning. You don't have to stand there the shir of dalamis. And if you don't want to make a bracha, then lo yatav rosh klal, then don't put it over your head. Rakatif is a kuf levad, just on your body. In the notes, he writes a pshat, betalas hakohol yeshavarchal of kumo betalas shal shutzen, because essentially the talas hakohol is a talas that belongs to partners, which we'll learn about at the end of the simon. Kumokim near davka kishma atif barosh kederach tifas shas, but it has to be when you make a full latifa like you would in the morning. Habalavach, otherwise ein levarch. So that's his etza. Now, at the bottom, there's another mahalach, that when you put on a talis for an aliyah, you're not wearing it for the shei mitzvah. You're only doing it for the kavod. Hamas atav the kavod sibur ein mevarch. It's according to lecha chamudas. Berheit, of course, lecha chamudas, if you only do that tifa for kavod sibur, you don't make a bracha. So he says, maybe it's like the Shaar Ephraim, it's not called the Visha Hamachayeves Betzitzis. So Lamaisa, when there's a Shul Talis and people use it to get an aliyah, we don't make a bracha. Most people do not. I've seen in my young years, if I were down for the Amid, I would take the Shul Talis, make an Atifa, make a bracha, and then down for the Amid. So then I did a full Atifa. But most people don't do that. They just put it on, they don't cover their head, and they use it for covered seed. But I think we're relying on this idea that if it's only for kavodat sibur, it was not warrant a bracha. So if katan yud beis miyad, if you borrow a talis with strings on it, with tzitzis on it, you make a bracha right away. Ayin simen tafresh nuchesef heilin yulup yimagam shom. Look what we wrote in tafresh nuches concerning luluv. Mizal nimad and yinenu. From there we could learn to our case. Gamkein similarly the tzarech lahach zero lahanoisim bismano. That if you borrow the talis with tzitzis strings on it, so we're saying you make a bracha right away. It's a matan alas lahachzir. You better be machzir it. Better give it back. Hainu im hayom yotze b'bal. Now, the owner of the talis already used it. He was yotze. So yoshal kaponim lamocha kan matfila. Make sure to get it back to him before shachris tomorrow morning. K'dei shi'lo ba'atz megam kemal. It says because he needs what to be yotze. If he doesn't get it back, The one who gave it doesn't have a talis now. Near the neck, so the whole matana is out the window, retroactively. And it was never kasuscha, and he wasn't yotz. It didn't make a brachal vatala. Vav sheish lo talis katan, even if he has a talis katan. The giver did not give it al das that he left him a talis katan. He wants his talis gadol back for shachris the next morning. So whenever you give matanas on hachzer, if you don't give it back in time, the whole matana is bottle. So if the matana is bottle, then the fellow, it wasn't his talis ever, and the bracha shouldn't have made, and so on. So just make sure to get it back before the fellow who gave it to you needs it next.
So if we're saying that if he has another talis, the guy who gave it to him,
then could be
that he wasn't that makbid on his
own. Right, he won't need it by the next one.
The almanas hazer has to be fulfilled eventually.
Exactly. Gam nisbar shom the achas sheyotze b'tzorch lachs v'litnu lebalav matan k'dei sheyelo shel b'ilam. So it says over there that when you give it back, you're giving it back as a matan that goes back to the owner. Shaynase shelo became his. So too, the same we said by Luv and Esrik, when you give it back, it's a matan back to the owner. So to here, nearly poshut dim niskalkel hatalis o achad mitzitzi yosav es shel. You borrowed the talis, and something happened to it. It got torn. When it sits, something happened. After he had the onus, it could be a total onus. It doesn't return it the way he got it. He's not yotzeh. Maybe even if it was a meis machas malocha, there's potter on. That's a patur in hichas dini mominus. But a matas machas has to go back the way you got it. You can't give back, you drop the esrog. You can't give anything happened to it. You can't give it back in worse shape than when you got it. And mamele, you have to be careful if you borrow the talus like this, that it gets back to the owner in perfect shape. Se'if dalet. Mutter litol talus chaver levar chalel, bavad sheyekapel osa imetzamiku pelas. Even though the rule is you don't borrow things without asking permission, you are allowed to take someone's talus and use it with a bracha, provided you fold it up, if you found it folded in the first place. The mosses would the mitzvah the same as to a thrill. I will also lumen misfon shel chaver b'lo daita, but it's forbidden to learn someone's safe without his knowledge. The chashin and shema yikra oisam b'limuda, we're afraid the safe might tear when you learn from it. Mishnebura sifkon yugim talis chaver, you can use someone's talis perish shalom b'daita, even though he doesn't know. The nichele inish deleva mitzvah b'mamoni, we have a klal, we have a rule that people are happy to let you use their things to do mitzvahs. V'davka b'akrai, this is only something that's now and then. Al b'kavias also, if it's a regular daily event, that doesn't work. I feel about cry even on an irregular event, irregular situation. Davka be'oisim makom, you can only use it where it is located. Avotziyum be'solah be'sekneses, also you can't go to someone's house, take his talis out of his house, bring it to shul, or take it out of the shul to go to your house, or from one shul to another shul. The efshe shemakom, that could be makom. Havi gels, and now you've stolen it. You can use it where it is. Where you find it is where you can use it. Pimagom says, if the owner's around, go and ask him. You never rely on chazaka if you can easily clarify. Especially if you know that he's particular. So even though there's a chazaka that he's happy that you use his thing, if he's here, go ask him before you borrow it without his permission. And certainly if you know that he is particular, that you would have to ask him first. Now, the halacha is saying that basically, even though in general shlo midas is a gamif, in this case he's not. Sekon yidad levarach and you can make a bracha. I am magen avam, looking magen avam. The magen avam says you can make a bracha because it's not better than she'ela. So by she'ela, the shaila is, do you make a bracha? Let's go back to the original shaila. We began siv gimel. Hashom mechaver tal shen metziyetzes pot mahabot tzitzis. Let's say I put tzitzis on it in less than 30 days. So do you make a bracha? Or don't make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah said, if you put tzitzis to make a bracha, lo hifsit. Just like women will make a bracha, mizviman groma. So Magen Avraham is tying like this, that when I show shalom das, it can't become a matanas nos lahachzir shalom das. The idea of nichile l'inish lev mitzvah b'moni doesn't make it a matanas nos lahachzir. It makes it a she'ela, that's not gezela. So if it's a she'ela, so now can you make a bracha when it's a she'ela? So Magen Avraham said, yeah, can make a bracha, like an isha can make a bracha. That's how the Magen Avraham teaches. He says it's better, have my not to be kaina, and not to make a bracha. If he found it folded, fold it back up. The same way it was folded originally. But Shabbos, you could fold it, but not the way it was originally. If I make it with Shabbos, you don't have to fold at all. I believe it's Archa Shulchan who says you can't fold Talisim on Shabbos. It's a deem of folding a Talis on Shabbos if you're allowed or not allowed. So the Mishnah Berurah just says either you fold it not in the original folds or don't fold it at all. Sifkan design below Daitai. When it comes to Svarim, you don't learn someone safe without his Das. Afila Bakoy Ba'alma, even irregular, even happenstance. The Chashid and Shema Yikur Ben Harbe, Achi Yiskor Mirov Tam Mishmash, we're afraid it'll be used so much, it will tear because of its usage. The minig is, you find a siddur or machzer in shul, you do use it to daven. I don't know what the heter is. The Mishnah siddur is from, why is it any different than a sefer that people are makbar on the svarim, they should be makbar on the siddurim as well. So he brings in the note, Shlomo Zalman said, if you're at the Koyislam, you see siddurim, you can zichur use it. So I heard, if you see siddurim at the Koyislam, Aravi, with a name in it, you can use it. I heard a pshat like this. Years and years ago, I heard a pshat from the name of Scheinberg, Zichron Avrocha. Rav Scheinberg said that he believes today the halacha is reverse. The Mechaber says you can use someone's talis without rishus, fold it up the way you found it. The Ramah says, who had in tefillin? You see tefillin and shul, you don't have tefillin? No problem. Use it. He's happy to use it. Svarim, don't use a sefer. Something might happen to it, get damaged. In value, today's tefillin cost a lot of money. Svarim are relatively inexpensive. So he said, pshat is, it used to be tefillin were taka inexpensive, and they're made from dakos, and they're very common, and people weren't makbid on them. But svarim were rare. Svarim were handwritten. Pre-printing press. He's quoting in the Muki Yosef Hizkatana, svarim manuscripts were precious. We read in the Kinnis when they burnt the scrolls, Zachurban. These were handwritten. So those people are very careful with. And Amelia, you can't use someone's manuscript without Rashus. Tefillin? No, he's not mocking about that. Manuscript, don't touch it without permission. He says, today, Svarim are relatively inexpensive. Tefillin are very expensive. He also says, Fakert, don't you dare touch someone's tefillin without asking permission. Svarim, you don't have to have Rishus. He's more than happy that you use a sefer. It's not irreplaceable. Maybe a rare occasion he'll tell me a certain sefer is a rare and it's not a benimsa, but it's very unusual. Most Svarim today are available and it's not irreplaceable and much less expensive than tefillin. So he won't say Rishus. Mamela, that would explain the minig of Siddurim and Machzorim. And Shul, certainly today, no one thinks too much about using a siddur machzer because it's very inexpensive. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to have to replace it. It's not an issue. Mashenka Sani Tefillin could be the halacha's changed. I imagine it would apply if someone to borrow a sefer Torah from a shul. We don't say, oh, the shul's happy. Go ahead. Let's take a sefer Torah and borrow it. No. That still remains very precious, and you don't touch a shul's sefer Torah without permission. In that regard, it would be that kind of havana. If the shul is makbid, you can't touch the sefer Torah. Or I would say they have to ask the shul. They usually ask for permission. Whenever I'm in such a, we always ask the rav to have permission to make a minyan. If we have a sharabach or whatever it is, and they ask the rav. They ask the rav to have permission to make a minyan. Then that means to use the sefer Torah as well. But otherwise, achor not. So if talis or shutfin. Partners in a talis, chayevus betzitzis, and these tzitzis, tichsiv al kafei bigdeim, on the corners of your garment. Bigdeim is plural, so includes two owners. Mishnah Berurah, sifkat yud zayin, shel shutafim. V'tal shel shutafus nochi v'yisrael. What if the partnership is a goy and a yid, or ish v'yisha, or a man and a woman? Chayevus betzitzis, and these tzitzis. V'lo yivarach ha'leba, don't make a bracha. Atzachayim, this is the malbim, atzachayim. V'lo k'domestic aliyah zayin, not like the domestic aliyah zayin. Sifkat yud ches chayevus. A shutfim who own talis needs tzitzis. V'ari shechaver merutza sheyecha chaver bo. This is talking about where each of the partners are happy that the other one wears the beged. V'hu b'lid tzitzis, and it has no strings. So chayav la'asos b'lid tzitzis. You have to put strings on it. If they're each okay with the other one wearing it, then go ahead, put on tzitzis strings and wear it. Al shutafim v'yesh b'lid tzitzis. Let's say there are partners and it has tzitzis. V'echem makbar chaver shelo yelech bo. And one doesn't want the other one to use it. Even if it's such a big talus, you could theoretically divide it in half, and each half has a shear talus. The mice, if he wears it as it is, not splitting it, it's gezel. If you make a bracha, you're saying a bracha latala. Because half the talus with the tzitzis isn't his. Certainly, if there's no strings on it, and you put the strings on. Well, if he's a initial, so if you have a talus that was a Yerusha from the father, and the brothers all want it, no one can make a bracha until they all make up who gets the talus. As long as there's disagreement about it, they can't. No one can use it. And sometimes you have, you know, by the rebbes, you have these talisim that the great-great-grandfather, the Rebbe, wore it, and the Yerusha makbid only for a special occasion, you know. Another one wants to wear it, and so that could be a machlokes. You have to decide when we're allowed to use it, when we're not. They'll have to make up that it shouldn't be a bracha latala.